Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 10, 38 to 42. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." My theme for reflection is the tension between doing and being. The tension between doing and being. There is a moment familiar to many homes and churches alike. One person rushing between tasks, checking details, arranging chairs or preparing food, while another sits quietly in conversation, seemingly free of urgency. It is easy to assume that the busiest one is the most faithful. Yet Luke tells a story that gently unsettles that assumption. When Jesus enters the home of Martha and Mary, the problem is not hospitality itself, but a heart weighed down by distraction, while another heart is anchored in attentive presence. Martha welcomes Jesus with generous hospitality. Reflecting a long biblical tradition echoed in Genesis 18, where Abraham hastens to serve visiting strangers who turn out to bear divine promise. Hospitality is holy, necessary, and deeply woven into God's people. Yet Luke shows us that even good service can become anxious striving when it loses its center. Mary sits at Jesus' feet, taking the posture of a disciple, listening to the word that gives life. Martha's frustration reveals the tension many believers feel today. The pull between action and contemplation, between doing for God and being with God. Jesus' response is not harsh, but tender. "Martha, Martha." He names her worry, not to shame her, but to reorient her. The one thing necessary is not a rejection of service, but a reminder that identity precedes activity. Scott McKnight writes in Kingdom Conspiracy that the kingdom is not merely about what we accomplish, but about a people shaped by the presence and reign of God. Mary embodies this truth. She chooses to listen first, trusting that faithful action flows from attentive communion. For Christian people today, this story speaks into a culture that celebrates productivity while often neglecting spiritual depth. We are tempted to measure faithfulness by how much we do, ministries managed, responsibilities carried, and expectations met. Yet Jesus invites us into a rhythm where listening shapes serving. The active life and the contemplative life are not enemies, they are partners. Hospitality without listening becomes restless, but listening without love expressed in action remains incomplete. The balance is found when our service rises out of a heart formed by Christ's voice. Perhaps the deeper question is not whether we are more like Martha or Mary, but whether we allow Jesus to reorder our priorities. When we pause to listen, our work becomes lighter, our hospitality more joyful and our relationships more rooted in grace rather than pressure. The one who entered their home still enters ours, calling us to choose what cannot be taken away, a life grounded in his presence. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what distractions or anxieties keep me from sitting attentively at the feet of Christ? Number two, how can my service today flow more from listening than from pressure or comparison? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 10 uninterrupted minutes today to read a short gospel passage slowly, listening for one word or phrase that speaks to you and carry it into your interactions with others. Lord Jesus, you who welcomed both Martha's service and Mary's listening, teach us the wisdom to hold action and contemplation together. Quiet our restless hearts and help us choose the better path, your presence that renews and sustains us. Shape our service with your peace and let our lives reflect a love that begins at your feet and flows into the world. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.